So as I said, I serve as the Director of Congregational Engagement for Samaritas, which is all over Michigan, everywhere. And, well, not in the UP, sorry. But it's in lower Michigan. And so during the pandemic, we've been pivoting like everyone else. We serve over 20,000 people a year. And the big theme of Samaritas is home. So we have shelters. We have a family shelter in Westland. We have a shelter in Detroit for women who are coming out of incarceration or human trafficking. We have homes for people with disabilities. We have transitional housing for people who may not be able to afford a full rent all the time. And so all of the things we do have to do with home. In a pandemic, you may have noticed, you spend a lot more time at home, right? So we've spent more time helping people to be at home where they are. In our family center, which is a shelter for families that are houseless, housing insecure, we didn't have TVs in their rooms because the kids were at school and the parents were going to, go to look for jobs and go to training and things like that. But when the pandemic hit and there were 50 kids and their parents on lockdown in one shelter, our director said to us, and she's been there 19 years, guys, we need some TVs, and we need them stat. It is a matter of mental health. And so what we did, a few churches got together in that area and got them TVs. And so now they're able to stream, some lessons from school. They're able to keep up with things like that and to have kind of a safe entertainment space. So the theme of home is really kind of wonderful, and it puts things in perspective. If you've been missing things like me during the pandemic, it's good perspective to say, okay, I'm missing a lot of things, but I'm not missing home. I have a roof over my head and things like that, and so that's what we try to provide. So my confession is the thing that I am missing a lot is Disney World. Now, I told you all that about Samaritas and my job, so you would know that I have perspective, right? Still, it's okay to have perspective and also miss other things, like Disney World. I used to live in Atlanta, where you could drive to Disney World, and we had friends that worked there and all that kind of stuff, and so it became sort of a way of life. And now it's very different at Disney World, if you even can get there, which... who knows about the safety of that. But I miss going. A few years ago, I got the opportunity to do a behind-the-scenes tour called The Keys to the Kingdom. And on this tour, you learned all about the things that make Disney, Disney. You learned about all of, the Magic Kingdom. So you learned the keys to the kingdom, and you got a little key pin. It was very cool, and I was like, keys to the kingdom? It comes from the Bible, of course. A few weeks ago, we had the scripture, Keys to the Kingdom. And Disney, when they taught about Keys to the Kingdom, it changed how I saw that forever, that phrase. Their keys to the kingdom are more like core values. They're not keys, that you use to get into Cinderella's castle, of course. And we know that Jesus probably didn't hand Peter actual keys, like the, in the ancient art, there's those big, giant antique key rings. But what are the keys then? At Disney World, the keys to the kingdom are four core values, and they start with safety. Because if you're not safe, you can't have fun, right? So they have these core values, and the other ones are efficiency, courtesy, and show. Because, of course, Disney. Those are the keys to the kingdom. So when I heard Jesus talk about keys to the kingdom, it changed everything. I started thinking about, well, what are the things that we practice that are keys to the kingdom? Not literal keys to let someone in or out of heaven, St. Peter at the pearly gates, all of that stuff. The keys are things that we practice that help us to see the reign of God in the world, the kingdom of God. So the big key, I think, is forgiveness. And I think if you look at Matthew's gospel, you see that Jesus is talking about all of these different keys to the kingdom throughout Matthew's gospel. Today, we hear about one big key, which is forgiveness. The key to seeing the kingdom of God in the world, one of the big keys, is forgiveness. And forgiveness is really hard. Peter says to Jesus, because Peter goes back and forth between Jesus giving him the keys to the kingdom, which if you look at it in kind of the perspective of its actual keys, you're like, well, Peter should be, the Pope. He gets the keys to the kingdom. But if you look at it as the keys are things that we practice, Peter doesn't have to get it right all the time. It's not either or. Just a few verses after Jesus gives Peter the keys to the kingdom, Jesus is calling Peter Satan and saying, "Get behind me." So in this verse, Peter comes to Jesus and gets it a little bit wrong again and says, how many times do I have to forgive somebody? Just give me a number, okay? Just give me a number. I have totally felt like that, haven't you? Just give me a number of how many times I have to forgive this person, and I'll do that, and then after that number is passed, then can I just be done trying to forgive them? They're the worst. Is this just me? Okay, good. So Jesus says to Peter, of course, not seven times, but seven times seven, or 70 times seven, whatever the Greek is, it's this huge number, this ridiculous number, which means we don't know how long, but just a lot of times. And I think that Jesus, like with the other keys, is saying to Peter that forgiveness, as you see on the slide, thank you, Betty, forgiveness is a practice. So I am a trained yoga teacher, as well as director of congregational engagement and a Lutheran pastor. I got my yoga certification several years ago. And in yoga, if you have done this, it's not a team sport, right? You stay on your own mat. That's how I feel about forgiveness. You stay on your own mat. It's a practice. You can't tell somebody, unless you're Jesus, you can't tell somebody, well, you have to forgive that person within a certain amount of time. You can't tell a group of people. You can't tell someone who has suffered something terrible, oh, you have to forgive. Forgiveness is a practice that we do on our own mats. We're only in charge of how we practice forgiveness. And I think because Jesus said we do it 70 times 7, multiple times every day, as long as we live, we're never going to maybe get there. But practicing forgiveness brings us closer to God. In our scripture, I think this is what Jesus is trying to say. Practicing forgiveness gives us a little glimpse of what it feels like to have God's mercy. It's this beautiful picture of the kingdom of God. It's a key to the kingdom. Not in the way that we've always thought, but a key that allows us to see the beauty and grace of God's world, even in the midst of terrible things. Practicing forgiveness helps us to see God. It is a true key to the kingdom. And when we practice it, all kinds of beautiful things open up. Amen. Thank you. God, we lift up to you our whole world, our whole cosmos. We ask that you would give us perspective that you are our creator and that taking care of our world is honoring to you. We pray for those in the midst of wildfires, in the midst of illness, in the midst of everything in our world that causes pain. We lift it to you. Lord, in your mercy. Oh God, we pray for our church in the midst of changes and pivots and all of the things that we are doing. We ask that you remind us that we can worship you at all times and in all places. We thank you for continuing to call us to that worship each day. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all who are sick. We pray for those who are on the verge of death. We pray that you would send your healing, your compassion through the hands of those who care for all those who are ill. We pray especially for those who we lift up now, silently or out loud. Lord, in your mercy, God, we ask that you would help us to practice forgiveness, not as something that we could achieve, but something that draws us closer to you and our siblings here on earth. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please remember to exit starting with the back row.